This week's topic is digital storytelling, and today I'll be talking about an enlightening article that talks about the educational benefits of incorporating digital storytelling into the classroom. Levin, in his 2003 article, Making History Come Alive, writes about incorporating digital storytelling into the classroom of senior high school students. Digital video has evolved a long way from what it used to be many years ago. Today, it is relatively cheap, user-friendly, and usable by people of all ages. As a result, in today's classroom, and quoting Kearney and Shook, students can capture, edit, and generate their own videos to support, extend, or change pedagogy and curriculum outcomes. Levin uses an example of senior high school students documenting Holocaust survivors, where the students conducted background research, prepared interviews, conducted their own interview itself, and later editing the video, then finally publishing it to a website. Not only did this expand students' depth of understanding of the Holocaust, it provided a public service through publication of the interviews. Supervising teacher Deborah Dent Summerkay first saw fearful and apprehensive students, but she notes once the students were engaged on task, they were beginning to ask provoking and compelling questions. She adds that the students had essentially become a real part of the experience and focus on the stories of the survivors. The benefits of an ongoing documentary such as this is that students and subjects get to know each other well in such an intimate retelling of history. Learning to digitize video so that it can be shared with a worldwide audience is, as Levin notes, an educator's dream. Educationally, I think this is a fantastic way of introducing technology into the curriculum. Although this was undertaken by high school students, this can, and I've seen before, be undertaken by primary school children discussing the similar topics. Following on from my post last week on the Educator's Guide to the Read, Write Web, digital storytelling is just another way students can contribute to meaningful learning. Levin notes that the students are crossing the boundary of learner to contributor, and this was a concept that was echoed from Richardson in last week's blog. What I appreciate about this digital storytelling is that it is authentic. Students are not just regurgitating information from an encyclopedia and transferring that info to a paper. No, students are engaging with real people and, more importantly, replicating real-life jobs. The same way a journalist researches and produces a story with their editors, so too are these children researching and retelling another's history. So digital storytelling is something I do look forward to using. As you can see, it is an amazing tool and something that has a lot of benefits.